Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta is off again today. As a result, Tech Talk on early. Doug Swinhart is in. Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler is our producer. And if you want to be a part of the program, it is easy. Be sure to text or call the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. And a friendly reminder that we always get busy at the end of the program, and we aren't able to get everybody on the air. So if you have a computer problem, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text 651-461-9226. And here we are. Looks like we're going to maybe get a little rain. We certainly do need it. And then it's going to get hot in the coming week. Certainly a very dry, warm summer so far. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. This weather just cannot be beat.
Yeah, boy, it was gorgeous on Friday. Great night at the ballpark. Twins didn't fare too well against the Tigers, but the weather sure was nice. But there is no doubt we need rain. We'll keep our fingers crossed so we do get some rain. The radar picture showing showers and thunderstorms out toward the North Dakota border, all the way down to the South Dakota border, and there looks like a lot of rain activity down in central Nebraska, and hopefully that stuff will slide our way. But there are a lot of parts of the Midwest that need rain here in June. All right, let's get on to computers and talk about it. And Doug, this is something that over the years we have talked about a great deal, and that is older machines. And we talked about machines that still may be operating that run Windows 7 or run Windows 8. There really is no need to recycle that or get rid of it, properly dispose of it. Those generally are still good machines. There are other operating systems. There are other options. We haven't got into it in a while. But lay out what you can do with an older computer that's still running fine, and thinking about putting in a new operating system like Linux might be a really good idea.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, Steve. Here's the thing. Yeah, you know, if people learn a little bit more about how these computers are being sold, they're playing with numbers quite a bit. We see these speeds on the processors up to 5.0, up to 4.0. Well, you know, that's with the boost. What you really want to be doing if you're looking at new computers is check out the base running speed. And if you've got a CPU, most of them are coming in at 2.0, 2.3, 2.4. Well, computers that are 10 years old, a lot of them are running 3 and 3.5 for a base. So it's you really got to pay attention. And a lot of times people think that computers are slowing down, they must be wearing out. This is not mechanical. Clean up your operating system. Keep Windows if you like, but clean up your operating system. Get rid of your temp files. Get that baby up and running. You'd be amazed at the amount of speed you can get out of an old computer. I think that that's an important thing to think about when they're considering this. And, you know, you made a major investment. It's a good investment. And unless it's not running properly and is doing all kinds of bad behavior, they're really, even then, you should be able to create a new operating system, reinstall, and it runs like brand new. I'm really glad you brought that up today, Steve.
Yeah, and I think if, you know, it gets to the point where Windows 7 or Windows 8, it kind of goes the route of XP where it really isn't safe to be online with that operating system, et cetera. Upgrading to another operating system, you can save your data, save your photos, save your docs, and move to something like Linux, and it'll work just fine. You'll still be able to get on the internet and do all the things you need to do.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is the open source community has just a tremendous amount of software to offer. Most of it's built in underneath the software manager. Linux is not what it was 30 years ago. So if people are thinking they got to work with a command line and never see any graphics and not able to use their mouse, that's 30 years ago, not today, not at all. So it's check it out. I think you'll be happy. A lot of people that I put dual boot systems on, after 6 months or a year, they do away with Windows completely and just go pure Linux. It's it really is an alternative that more people should be examining and making a decision. Try it, especially if you got two computers. Many households today have two computers, one laying in a closet they put replaced for whatever reason, and another one that's their production machine. That's the cream de la creme, because then you can test and you don't have to worry about your production machine or your machine that you pay bills with and such. But that's really good advice, Steve. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and there are a lot of good machines out there, and if you want something simple, easy to use, consider a Chromebook as well. I've got a couple of them right in front of me.
Hard to beat.
We have several in the house. They're used a lot in education settings, and my wife's job is working with technology in a local school district, and Chromebooks have kind of turned into the backbone of a lot of the computers that are issued. So it is a wonderful option. All right, let's go to the phones. Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Once again, that number is 651-461-9226. You want to talk computers, you're having a problem, whatever. Doug is your man. Let's start with Neil in Webster, Wisconsin. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Having an issue as far as streaming over the internet, you know, for television viewing, it's worked fine for a couple of years since Sirentel installed high-speed internet with fiber optics. But the last week, something has run amok, and it's just, you know, the streaming is interrupted, and we're constantly getting error messages. And so we replaced our wireless router, and Sirentel came out this morning, replaced their modem, and it seemed to work fine for a while. But once again, we're getting interrupted streaming as far as video.
Hmm. I got a feeling this has more to do with your internet service provider than your computer. Yeah. But, you know, without having to actually look at your computer, I couldn't say for certain. But that sounds to me like your internet service provider may not be delivering consistent signal, which is, it's possible. We don't want to be pointing fingers, but that seems to be the most logical place to look. Especially after you said to me, well, they came out and they replaced the router or the modem, and then it worked for a while. Well, that's kind of a tell if you think about it. I'm not sure whether they've got too many people on one channel or maybe they don't have enough resources on their end, but it's I think this is more towards your internet service provider than anyplace else, and I hope that helps. I wish I had something more definite.
Yeah, and Doug, that brings up a really good point. When you are having that trouble or you're having a shutdown of your router modem that is provided maybe by Xfinity or CenturyLink or another provider like this caller in Webster, Wisconsin. Is it one of those, because we do talk about it all the time. Good idea. If you're not going to use it for a while or you're going to be out of town, shut down your computer. Your phones. We've talked about smartphones. It is important. I would say at least once a week, throw it on the charger overnight, but at the same time, shut it down. Let it charge.
Oh, yeah.
But shut it down. Shut it all the way down, and then maybe do it on a Saturday night and on Sunday morning. Power it back up again. I think it is important for all of this equipment to be shut down, shut all the way down, and then start it back up again. I'm a big believer in it.
No question. Oh, no question. Even with Xfinity, you've got 100% internet all the time, 24/7.
Yep.
I find that every once in a while, and I try to do it at least once a month. Sunday night, before I go to bed, I shut everything off. Router, modem, the whole nine yards. Now, when I get up on Monday morning, before I have coffee, I'll plug in the modem, fire that baby up, and just let that boot all by itself. You actually are retraining your connection to Xfinity all the way up the chain. You're getting new IP addresses all the way through the routers and a new gateway, and it does make a difference. It really, really does. I think that's great advice. And then once the modem comes up, just start turning on equipment and give it plenty of time to boot. Don't get in a hurry because there are lots of things going on in the background today with networking. And just give it enough time to come all the way up and then run your tests. Yeah, that's great advice. Good advice.
Yeah, and I can't say it enough about phones. We get in that tendency. We leave them on 24/7. We throw them on the charger, et cetera, and we run and run and run. But I think it is important. And then obviously you'll be forced to do a shutdown and a restart typically when you get updates. But I think it's important every now and then to give them a breather. It's like during the week, my computer at work, I'll leave that on during the week. When I leave work, it'll be on the next morning. But on Friday, I shut it all the way down, for example.
My phone, I turn my phone off all the way at least once a week. It's a tremendous difference. And I've got AT&T for a provider, and it's always been that way. At least once a week, just shut it down at night when you go to bed. Fire it up the next day. You'd be amazed at how much better your phone will run.
Yeah, important stuff. Quick break, by the way, plenty of time for you to get in on Tech Talk with Doug today. And it is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And it is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is graduation time. A lot of graduation parties right now. Kids headed off to college, and we kind of do an annual reminder about buying that young person, maybe headed for college, computer equipment. And we'll get into that and get Doug's thoughts on that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us a little earlier than normal today. Shaletta Brundage is off, taking some time here in June. Doug's normally on, sports schedules permitting, Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock with Tech Talk. So if you're having a computer problem, a hardware, software, whatever, this certainly is a show for you. And let's go to the phone lines and bring in Steve from Savage. Steve, you're on the air with Doug.
Yes, good morning. Great show. Hey, I really like this. But
thanks.
Here's what I got. I've got an HP laptop. It's probably 4 or 5 years right around in there. Got Windows 10 on it, and it's been running fine until here a couple months ago when my Edge browser just goes completely bonkers. The screens flash, and it changes, and it gets super slow. Then it goes back to the beginning where you got to, you know, turn it back on and sign in and everything. And I tried. I went to the in the search mechanism for settings, and I'd just go ahead and I'd remove it from the computer and then reinstall it. Well, you know what? Cannot uninstall that browser from the laptop. So what's a guy to do?
Well, here's the thing. If you've been listening to the show, we almost every week talk about multiple browsers. This is a prime example of why you need that. The first thing I would suggest that you do is you download and install the Brave browser, Brave.com, and it'll just walk you right through it. I would also highly suggest that you get Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, get that set up, and you're also going to want to get LibreWolf, LibreWolf. That has the same built engine as Firefox. It's just it's got built-in blockers, and it's just a nice browser. And then you might want to take a look at either Chromium, or get Google Chrome, and then make sure that you get the extension to tone down some of Google's bad behavior as of late. And it's just a little bit out of hand, in my opinion. But you can have 4 or 5 browsers. You can download them for free. Every browser on the planet is just vying for your business. So if you keep that in mind. Should have multiples. I got to say this, too. We don't like to badmouth anybody, but Microsoft Edge, the browser, has not been getting big reviews from everybody. Sooner or later, it seems like you have trouble with it. I am not certain why. I don't know if there's a fix. I know there's certain programs that will require Edge, but that's generally if you're in a corporate setup using Microsoft 365. I hope that helps, but I couldn't encourage you enough to have multiple browsers on your computer and get them all straightened out on your desktop and in your tray area down there so it's easy to access. Open them up once a week so they update themselves. That's important with all browsers. And I think you'll do much better. by learning to use multiple browsers. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and there are so many good ones. And you laid out the biggies and I think the must-haves. Safari comes loaded on Mac equipment, as any Mac user or Apple user will know. But those are available for PC as well. And that's another very nice browser. But there are just some sites. I run into it weekly where maybe at work I'm ordering a part or ordering something and things are a little bit goofy or the form won't fill out. I'll just switch browsers, go right back in, log into the account, and it'll work fine. Hard to explain why it's not working, but
it's extremely common.
But a switch in browsers will do the trick. And we have Edge because it does come preloaded, for instance, on my work machine, but I use it sparingly. There's only one or two circumstances where I needed to use Edge for those reasons, because I couldn't get an ordering site or something to work correctly, and ultimately I went to Edge and it worked fine. But yeah, the multiple browsers, they're free, and having a few at minimum gives you a lot of options.
Oh, no question. And you know, the thing is when the standards for programming web content have gotten really good over the years. Nonetheless, it's very common that one browser will render the content much better than the rest of them. It's just, I find that all the time. I don't know if the programmers are doing something. I don't know enough about it, and we can't always see the code. But it really is imperative today that every user have multiple browsers. We just can't stress it enough, Steve. You know this yourself.
Yeah, and Steve from Savage, thank you again for the call. It's a great call. And he talked about trying to uninstall it. Yeah, with Edge, I probably wouldn't bother, because that's probably deeply tied to the operating system.
Yeah, it can be done. If you're going to do that, okay, then you're going to want to go to ChrisTitus.com, ChrisTitus.com. He's got a program that's a Windows utility program that gives you a lot more control, even over your updates. And it's that's a good thing to look at, but it can be done. I normally won't use Edge for anything unless it's absolutely required. But that's my opinion, and I think it's the opinion of many administrators. So it needs work. It needs a little bit more finesse, I believe.
Yeah, Doug, I want to get into something we brought up earlier in the program, and that is old equipment and the potential of maybe moving away from Windows and using a version of Linux to keep that computer going. Someone may have misheard, but is it safe to be online and do, say, banking using an operating system like that? Is it secure?
Oh, my, yes. Oh, much superior to Microsoft. Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned Chromebooks coming into schools as well. This is huge. And Peppermint, which is a fork from Linux Mint, which is one of my favorites, Peppermint, it actually builds in, so they could take up an old 12-inch laptop, for example, put Peppermint on it. It's just a lovely operating system built directly on Debian, probably as secure and safe as you can get. And there's a whole section in there that you go in there, and it has to do with web apps, and it'll tie together with your school just like a Chromebook. It's just wonderful. The innovation that's gone on in the Linux and the open source community the last 25 years is absolutely mind-boggling. And I hope more people get interested and at least enough to check it out to find out if there's a chance it might work for them as well.
All right, quick break. We will get back to gifting electronic equipment to a graduate. Maybe you headed off to college. We'll give you some tips on that. And then someone wanted a clarification on a complete shutdown versus a restart and what the advantages are. Restart on a computer, say, like on a Chromebook, when you get an update, you need to restart or other equipment, versus a complete overnight shutdown like on a smartphone. We'll get Doug's thoughts on both of those matters when we come back following the weather. It is Tech Talk, a little bit earlier than normal. We're on at 11 today. Shaletta taking another Saturday off. And you can join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, E3OWCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindahart joining us between 11 and noon today. We have the Twins and the Tigers, game three of the four-game set. Our pregame show, the lineup card, begins at 12:30 with Chris Atterbury, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play at 1:10 today. The Twins have dropped two in a row to the Tigers, including a 7-1 decision on Friday night. Should be a great day at the ballpark. Once again, our coverage beginning with the lineup card at 12:30 today. And typically, Tech Talk comes your way on Saturdays at 2, sports schedules permitting, but with Shaletta off today, we thought we'd bring in Doug early on the program today. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Follow up to something we talked about a little bit earlier, and that is, you know, a complete shutdown of equipment. I try to do it about once a week with my smartphone, throw it on the charger, shut it all the way down, let it sit overnight, get it restarted the next day. Doug, I know people will reboot or restart their computers with certain updates. Advantages of just doing a restart versus a complete shutdown, you know, what are the differences? Is one better than the other?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Steve. Unless there's something hidden in the computer that turns on when it actually restarts, that doesn't start like a hidden service when you shut it, turn it on from a cold standpoint, there really should be no difference. Now, that being said, it is kind of a good test to shut it down all the way. But if you're going to do that frequently, it's better to just do a restart.
Yep.
And you're going to find that Windows, it's really important to restart your computer or shut it down and give it a rest and fire back up. But my Linux machine, I think I've had it shut down maybe 3 times in the 7 years we've lived here. It's just all the time. And I'll just restart that. But that's a different operating system. And I'm really kind of conservative with what I install on it. If I do install something I don't know about, I use a sandbox so it's contested without being having any effect on the overall performance and the overall operating system. But it's not near as important as it used to be, but it's still important. I think on a normal PC, normal user, maybe once a month, shut it down should suffice. And if it comes up different, then you know you got something to look for. You got to get some programs and do some actual research as to what's starting up that shouldn't be starting up when you restart, that doesn't start up when you do a cold shutdown. It's a good thing to know. Absolutely a good thing to know.
Yeah, and like I say, during the week at work, I leave my work computer on all week.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Monday is started up, and then I shut it down, completely shut it down on Friday. I'm not turning it on, turning it off every day at work. That seems to be fine. Haven't received a ton of guidance from the IT department, but that seems to be reasonable for the computer in that no reason to have it on all weekend. Probably wouldn't hurt it, but no reason to have it on all weekend.
No, we still got to be conservative with energy and that kind of thing. That's a good point, and I think that should be made at least once a week by us. I think we try to cover that pretty well.
Yeah, and one final thought. We just got a text on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. When we talk complete shutdown, that's power off. The power is
no
shut
fans,
off.
No lights, no nothing. It's like it was when it was brand new and you plugged it in. And that really is good for all digital equipment. It's just a good thing. If you're connected to the internet all the time, this is a... And plus, it'll let you flush out your routers, and it just makes sense.
One other thing we haven't brought up on this topic real quickly, and then we're going to get into grad gifts and the do's and don'ts when it comes to shopping for someone else's electronic equipment, is with a laptop, is it a good idea to just leave it on the charger all the time?
No, it really isn't. It's your battery needs to be run from time to time. And in fact, the manufacturers, a lot of them will recommend at least once a month you run that battery down to nothing. Otherwise, your battery just gets kind of stale. These lithium batteries are, it's like they learn how you use them and they react differently to that. So it's really important that you run them down and train them when they're brand new. I still do that, even though people say that's not necessary. I think it is, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's really important that you run them on the battery from time to time. And talk about batteries. There's been some major advances in batteries. I foresee the day very soon where you're going to be able to buy a replacement battery. You used to get 2 to 3 hours, probably get all day, and charge in half the time. They're going, doing great guns with batteries. It's definitely a future thing that I'm anxious to see it come out.
Doug, we wanted to bring up, it is graduation season, a lot of grad parties, and people go and go to the grad party and give a gift, but maybe mom and dad or aunt and uncle or grandma and grandpa want to give a bigger gift, like electronics, as a student heads off to college or returns to college. And we have talked about this for years. Gift card, let's go shopping, is probably better than going out and trying to pick something out. You know,
no doubt. It
just goes without saying that if you are going to be generous and give a gift of electronics, give them money, give them cash, give them a gift card to your favorite retailer. But, you know, trying to figure out what they need, probably not a good idea.
Well, you know, it's such a personal item, and they're going to be using it, especially if they're going to college. I think it's a great gift because it makes sense. It's a tool that they're going to use every day, and it really is important that they get something that they like and they enjoy, feels good in their hands, not too heavy, not too light, so it's easy to carry, so it is totally mobile, and it really is a personal purchase. I applaud people who decide to spend that kind of money and send their kids off to college with new equipment. That's awesome. Now, a lot of these colleges also will be offering equipment that goes right in line with their particular network. Check that out as well. The prices are generally right on the money. Sometimes you just can't even do any better for prices. And the thing is these are a personal item. I really like your idea. Let's take a shopping day. A gift card is nice. But let's take a shopping day. That's a special moment that these young people will remember the rest of their lives. Their mom, dad, maybe the whole family, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles. They took us out that day and they bought us that computer, got me started in college. They'll never forget it. I love that idea. I think that's just the cream de la creme.
Yeah. And I think I remember when my youngest went off to school down at Arizona. We actually got such a good deal through the school for her Mac that we said, well, we can't beat this discount. And we picked it up down there, and it was ready to go, and they got it set up and got it to the point where they got it ready for the network. And, you know, if you're going to be living in the dorms or school housing, you want to make sure that you're doing things the right way. But it was really slick. To go down there and pick up the machine, and it was ready to go. We're going to take another break right now and come back here on Tech Talk. We still have time for more calls and more texts. And why don't we get in Ray from Big Lake here and not make Ray sit through the break. Ray, you're on the air. Hello.
Okay, I got a HP all-in-one with a solid-state hard drive. The last month, I've been getting a message that my CMOS has reset and to check out my BIOS. And I don't know what's going on with it.
I think you need a new CMOS battery. They're about $5, but with an all-in-one, it can be a little bit difficult to get into. Give me a call next week, and I'll see if I can help you do it yourself or maybe put it together for you. I think you need a new CMOS battery. I can almost guarantee it.
All right, Ray, thanks so much for the call. And, yeah, when you get those error messages, the all-in-ones, though, those can be a challenge. Taking apart laptops and some of this equipment, it isn't easy. It's like trying to pull apart an iMac. They're great machines, but, boy, if you have to open that up, good luck.
Oh, yeah, especially with the all-in-ones. And now, HP is probably not as difficult as some, but still, if you don't take them apart properly, they're never going to go back together right. And it's not that big a deal. I've been known to do stuff like that for $25, $30 if they need help. Or sometimes I can walk them through it if they're handy. But it's important to get that thing done right. And a coin cell battery, pick them up anywhere, Target, Walmart.
Yeah.
Batteries Plus will probably have the exact one that you need. And they're $3 to $5. They're not expensive. So that's going to be the way to go for this gentleman. I can almost guarantee it. And thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program before we say goodbye. Don't forget, all the news at noon. And then a good friend of ours, Brian Horwath, who grew up in the area and is now in Las Vegas and a television reporter, is going to join us and talk about that that Bill will likely send the Oakland A's to Las Vegas to become the Las Vegas Athletics. And they'll build a ballpark right there on the strip by the MGM Grand. So Brian's going to join us following the news and weather at noon. And we'll count you down to the Twins and Tigers with the lineup card at 12:30 today here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swindehart in, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email momentarily before we say goodbye. We have all the news and all the weather at noon. We'll get you ready for the Twins and the Tigers, game three of the four-game set from Target Field with the lineup card and Chris Atterbury at 12:30 today. All right, Doug, here's a good one, important. My Samsung Android phone flags every day an email that says Microsoft sees unusual sign-in activity, and it always says Russia Moscow, and it's from the same IP address. I've just ignored these. Should I do anything about it? And Doug,
and I would also probably get hold of your internet service provider and see if you can rattle their cage. Well, there's a lot of this stuff going on. I've been getting one that talks about my email. Click here to make sure, because your 365 account is compromised and it's gonna, you will be blacklisted off the internet. I don't have a 365 account, nowhere, not even through customers. So it's but I'm getting that probably three times a week, and it looks legit. Oh, it's coming right straight from GoDaddy. No, it's not. Yeah, this is just a phishing expedition on their yep. on their part, and that's phishing, not F. And this is very common on the internet. Do not react and do not open anything up inside that email. Thank you for that particular text. That was wonderful.
Yeah, you just have to have your radar up on emails with attachments, anything that requires your urgent attention. Should be a red flag from a text on my phone. And these are in the unknown. I've got it, you know, and most people do have it set up where the unknowns flow into a different folder than the known text senders. Get one from the USPS. The package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered. Red flag. Here's another example. Your Netflix membership is on hold. Oh, big deal. You know, yeah. Okay. But the list goes on and on in my unknown. That's just the text, let alone what flows into your spam folders, etc. Unless you know for sure who it's coming from or you're expecting it, be leery is great advice.
Yeah, avoid it like the plague, no question.
Yeah, and there are a lot of those. So this one, I would say, unusual activity, a rush, a Moscow. Yeah, run, hide, delete, don't, you know, mark it as spam, try and get rid of it. If you can, contact your internet service provider like Doug recommended. Doug, along those lines, phone calls. We haven't talked about this for a while, real quickly, in a minute or so. Anybody calls saying they're from Dell or HP or Apple or Xfinity, or, I mean, once again, another situation, be very careful.
This has actually been cranking up again lately, I think. I've been getting more calls about this, that, you know, people calling, well, you got this going on and that going on, and it's not good. A major corporation will never reach out to you. It's very rare. The only time they will is if they think that you're a spammer or you're doing something illicit, they'll give you an opportunity to knock it off. And that's about the only time you'll expect it. But this cold calling and saying, well, we're Microsoft and we're, make them prove it first. Where's your office? What's your telephone number? Who's your supervisor? And make them prove it. And they're probably going to hang up almost immediately. They don't want to deal with anybody that even has a question, which is sad. So, yeah, be aware. You know, and it's my experience that good, hardworking, honest people generally trust people because, well, they're honest and they think that everybody else is honest. It's just kind of a subconscious reaction to say, oh, okay, we believe you. And it's can't do that anymore. You got to be a little bit suspicious, a little bit cynical, and make them prove it. They got it. You got to know who they are. That's awesome. I really like that. It's a good text.
Yeah, and by the way, Doug's phone number and email, we're coming up on the end of the program rapidly. Doug, how do people reach out to you?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. Again, my number, 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, always good to visit with you. We'll talk you down, to you down the road when sports schedules permit. Take care.
Outstanding. Have a good weekend, my man. Bye-bye.
All right, there he is. Doug Swindehart joining us here on Tech Talk. And we have time for a quick update on the weather. We need rain maybe overnight tonight. It doesn't look like a 100% chance. But there is a chance of thunderstorms here in the greater Twin Cities area this afternoon, albeit slight. High temp around 84. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then showers likely overnight. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We could use rain, a low near 66. And then on Father's Day Sunday, scattered thunderstorms and a high near 79. Our chance in any one spot, 50%. And then by Monday, Juneteenth, sunny and 88, 92 Tuesday, 93 on Wednesday. We crank up the heat. We have all the news, all the weather, then we'll get you ready for the Twins and the Tigers with the lineup card beginning at 12:30 right here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.